It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Hello everyone, welcome to the show. This is your host Tristan Pang on Planet FM 104.6, Youth Voices. Great to have your company here today. Last month I was talking about how we can cope with being in lockdown, and now with the restrictions lifted, we can start hoping for normal lives. Today, I want to expand on some of these things so that we can try and make our lives balanced in such a variable time isolated at home. One of the things I mentioned was cooking. I started getting into cooking at the beginning of 2020, making dinner for my parents and I. One of the first memorable meals I made was tomato soup on low budget and almost nothing in the pantry. But here was the catch. I had no tomatoes, canned or fresh. Instead, I used my secret ingredient, ketchup. I also used some frozen vegetable and some frozen wedges for carbs as well. It was certainly not bad tasting, but not very good either. And my cooking has definitely improved from there. To find recipe ideas, I normally just turn to Google, type in some random ingredients I might have, for example, anchovies and fettuccine. And that would come up with some sort of creamy pasta. On top of that, my family sometimes orders those home food delivery kits like MyFoodBag or HelloFresh, and these give us ingredients for a few meals and their corresponding recipes. For me, cooking is a way for me to extend my interests with food. From a young age, my parents would always make a variety of food at home and also go out and eat. In fact, the first restaurant I went to was an English pub in the UK at the mere age of 2 days. The second thing I liked to do in my free time was board games. So my mum and my favourite board game was Dominion, a deck building game. Each turn, you play some cards from your hand and buy things from a common shop. Then all your cards get reshuffled to be used in a later turn. The depth of this game is incredible, and there's so many different expansions and strategies to explore. This is one of those games that can definitely keep growing if the developers keep developing. Another game we always play is Othello, a strategic two-player board game. This game is a lot more simpler to describe than Dominion. The board is 8x8 like a chess board, and players take turns placing a reversible disc with one side of their colour and the other side their opponent's. When a player places a disc, and if there are opponent pieces sandwiched between another of the original player's colours in a straight line, then those pieces are turned over to the original player's colours. And then the game ends when neither of the players can make a valid move and the winner is the one with the most of their colour. So our copy of the game has a tagline, a minute to learn and a lifetime to master. And indeed it is. I started playing when I was 2, and I'm still learning things to this day. It takes a quick demonstration to teach the game, but it takes a long time and a lot of practice and analysis to come up with strategies. Although it hasn't been a lifetime for me, I reckon I have a couple of strategies that can help players win. So for example, the most basic strategy is that corner pieces are unturnable, and hence they're the most desirable positions. Edges are also very easy to defend since the only way to turn those is along the edge itself. These two observations are the stem to every strategy of Othello. A lot of beginners in this game make the mistake of going for a move that gives them the most pieces. And while this might seem good, it can actually be exploited by an opponent by decreasing the number of choices the original player has. Even if a player has the majority of the board, the situation can change within a few moves if the placement is not robust and there is no good defense. After a few games, it becomes clear that stalling moves become valuable since these allow you to play moves without consequences while your opponent is struggling to find favorable spots. This is actually well summarized by the proverb, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. You should never sit comfortably. Even if it appears that everything is going smoothly, you should always be on the lookout for new opportunities to consolidate your current situation. This obviously does not only apply to Othello, it applies to other board games as well, and even life. In life, we should strive to be happy and comfortable. But even when we reach a time when things seem ideal, there are always new opportunities out there, whether it be to learn a new thing or set a new life goal we want to achieve. Life is like a game. Every move can be crucial and time is important. Good planning and foresight can lead to a fulfilling life quicker. While we're in school or university and still learning, there are many things we can do on top of our normal work to make learning more fun and potentially easier. One of these things is seeing the bigger picture and to learn without barriers. So here's a clip I made for the YouTube channel A-Level Revision based in the UK 4 years ago.
Hello students. In this video, Tristan Pang will be giving some advice as to why you should learn without barriers and push yourself to always do more. Tristan started reading independently and doing high school maths at the age of 2. Since then, he has self-learned his subjects, and by the age of 11, he achieved an A star in A-level maths. He is currently studying maths and physics at the University of Auckland at the age of 12, while also having created Tristan's Learning Hub and hosting his own weekly radio show, Youth Voices with Tristan Pang. I'll now hand you over to him.
Why you should learn without barriers and push yourself to do more. Well, most students' learning barrier is their own age. They just follow the syllabus and think, hey, I've done what I've been told to do. That's enough for my age level. As I said earlier, learning is for sharpening our survival skills and also satisfying our curiosity. With this objective, no one will think it's too much. We shouldn't put any barriers to stop ourselves from exploring more. If the teachers don't teach us more than the required curriculum, we can just learn it ourselves. I am lucky that I started my educational pathway very young, probably before I was 2. It's really too young to know what year levels meant and its relationship with age. I simply ignored them and kept exploring upwards in a very in-depth manner. And when I was nearly 5, I started to go through the maths topics strand by strands. And these main strands are geometry, algebra, and statistics. So when I finished the strand of algebra from the year 1 book to the year 13 book, I then moved on to another strand, the strand of geometry again from the year 1 book to the year 13 book, and so on. As a result of continually learning these topics strand by strand, it made me keen to keep moving upwards. This is just like when I read a storybook. I just can't stop reading. And I'm very keen to find out what comes next in the story. And because of this excitement, it meant I could finish all 13 books in a couple of weeks. I then had lots of time to strengthen my knowledge and skills on the harder topics. Anyways, my mum says that ever since I was a kid, I had a higher win rate than her at all board games except one, Othello. She was the one who taught me basic strategies when I started playing at the age of 2. And from there, we verse each other and come up with new tactics. All while my dad is watching, confused as ever. It's really funny, since my dad doesn't share the same interest in strategic board games as my mum and I. Instead, I reckon his favourite things are either to watch television or doing some physical things. Although me, I don't do much sports, I still try to swim a lot. Mind you, my dad can't swim either. Before the lockdown, I tried to swim at least 3 times a week, sometimes in the pool and sometimes at the beach. In the pools, I swim around 3 kilometers doing all 4 strokes, freestyle, backstroke, breaststroke, and butterfly. A pool training session for me normally involves maybe a quick half kilometer freestyle warm-up followed by a couple of drills, then a sprint session, and finally a warm down. Although I swim for fitness, swimming has another side benefit. It makes my mind move away from any thoughts from before, and it creates a space for me to relax and practice mindfulness. Also, swimming is a individual sport, particularly in a pool. That means self-discipline is crucial to keep up this activity. It's easy to find excuses to not swim at all when you're doing it alone. So it's a great way to train our self-discipline, mindset, and persistency. Swimming at the beach is actually quite similar to swimming at a pool. Me and a swimming buddy go to the Mission Bay in Auckland and swim up to the buoys about 300 meters away from shore. Then we do laps up and down the beach for about an hour, swimming anywhere between 3 kilometers and even 5 kilometers once before. The main difference between the beach and the pools are obviously the waves and the salt. Instead of breathing every 3 stroke in standard freestyle, we have to do 4 so we can always breathe away from the waves. And every now and then we have to do what we call a sighting, which is where we look up above the waves, similar to when we swim butterfly, to see where we're going. This creates a whole different challenge of being able to be coordinated and steady. So while swimming is my main sport, I started picking up a new one, tennis. A long time ago, my mum enrolled me into a tennis course, but I never really enjoyed it then.
But now more than 10 years later, and actually using the same racket, I find tennis a fun sport. Tennis has helped me practice full body coordination and has given me another option to swimming, which is especially helpful when I have a cold, since swimming with a sniffle is a great way to spread germs. Now, sports, board games and cooking all require a dedicated time period to do. Having to maybe travel to a tennis court or a pool, having to wait for opponents to play a board game, or to have the ingredients and time to cook. But what if I wanted to have a short break of a few minutes from my work? That's where my piano comes in. In my room, I have an electric keyboard, and in the living room, I have a proper piano. Whenever I get bored of the work I'm doing or just want to take a break to refresh my mind, I go and drink some water, keep hydrated, and smash out some keys on my keyboard. Like tennis, my parents enrolled me into class for piano. But back then, I did not understand why I had to practice the same boring piece every day. Even for only 5 minutes, I did not find any enjoyment from playing an instrument. But now, I finally understand. Playing music is a way for me to do something else and to relax. I'm so grateful that my parents encouraged me to learn how to play basic piano back then. Nowadays, I just find random pieces I like the sound of off the internet, print them out, and try playing by reading the notes. I'm not a good player by any means, but I know the basics, and I can play simple songs given enough practice. Most of the time, what I might be playing barely resembles music, but persevering is how I can keep enjoying it. The quality of persistence is key to anyone's life. If I hadn't kept learning piano when I was younger, I wouldn't be able to read or play music. If I stopped doing maths for whatever reasons, I wouldn't be able to learn and be where I am now. Life always comes with its challenges, and it's how we combat these challenges that makes us who we are. Anyways, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. I welcome your feedback and your support of the program, so please email me at youthvoicesnz@gmail.com or visit my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. That's quest-is-fun.org.nz/youthvoices. To end the show, I'll play one of my favorite piano songs, Sweden by C418. See you next month. Goodbye. Thank you.
Join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices or listen to the archive on my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. Youth Voices.